Now, pickpockets can be a problem in crowded tourist destinations the world over, and central London is no exception. The Metropolitan Police have a team whose job it is to detect street crime there. Our reporter Andy Jones has been with them to see them at work. I asked him how much theft there is in London's tourist hotspots.
There were more than 1,600 street thefts in the City of Westminster area in the year up to March 2014. The area includes London's most popular places, Oxford Street, Regent Street, Piccadilly Circus, Trafalgar Square. That's why the police set up this group of plainclothes officers. The idea is they will mix in with millions of shoppers, tourists, and look out for thieves. So far, they found flower sellers who steal purses as people buy from them, even a man impersonating a police officer who was trying to get people to reveal their PIN. They also act on tip-offs from in-store detectives. The thieves are brazen and they're persistent. PC Darren Bond and first PC Paul Penrose.
They literally will do it right in front of you. We arrested two yesterday. We were in Pratt having a look, see if there are any people about. And we saw two lads we'd seen earlier in the day walk in, grab a handful of food and just walk out, calm as you like. So we went and got them, stop searched them, and they had nearly 600 quid's worth of stolen clothes in their rucksacks. So they've done the theft somewhere. They've gone away. On their way home, they've thought we'll have some food. But it's the nature of the way they walk in, just pick it up and walked out. Didn't hurry out, just walked out calmly.
The technique they use is where they approach you and try to high-five you, but go for the left hand, which most men wear their watch on. Pull out your wrist while a second member of the team will come in and hug you and like do a little dance with you as if they're also intoxicated and just being very friendly. But what they're doing is stopping you feeling as the second person takes the watch from your wrist.
So Andy, who are these people doing this pickpocketing then?
PC Darren Bond told me that much of the crime is the work of organised international gangs from places including Romania, Algeria and Chile. He told me that groups from Romania typically focus on pickpocketing, others are skilled shoplifters. The groups from Algeria are experts at stealing watches from wrists, and there are gangs from Chile that single out very wealthy tourists. And they use all kinds of tricks, even wearing burqas to avoid suspicion.
So they sit on a shoe shop bench next to their victim or behind their victim and use that flowing dress to cover part of their bag. Underneath that, they can put their hand into the bag, pull out a mobile phone, a purse, and slip away unnoticed. And as they walk away, that flowing clothing covers what they've taken off. They've taken the whole bag, allows them to easily do that. And generally, people, security guards, members of staff, are very resistant to tackling women in traditional Islamic dress. So it's a perfect disguise for them.
And how much might they make off with that method?
It's a hit or miss. Sometimes they'll take a bag, they don't know what's in it, there may be absolutely nothing. The person may have their money in their purse that's still in their hand. Another time, we've had one case where the bag contained £130,000 in euros, £20,000 in sterling, gold and diamond jewellery.
So they've seen a lot of interesting things, Andy. Do they make many arrests?
Yes, the police say on average in the City of Westminster they're making 20 to 30 arrests per month. And it may be that word is getting out because there's also been a 40% drop in the number of thefts in the area since last year. But that's still left around 1,600 street thefts in Westminster alone in the year to March of this year, as I said earlier. So it's still a big problem.
That was Andy Jones speaking to me a bit earlier. You've been getting in touch about